Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting second. The center fielder, Rich Becker. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Scott Starhoviak. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dave Hollins. Batting seventh. The catcher, Matt Walbeck. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Denny Hocking. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Frankie Rodriguez. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rafael Palmeiro. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bobby Bonilla. Batting sixth. The DH, Eddie Murray. Batting seventh. The third baseman, B.J. Surhoff. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Luis Polonia. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Scott Erickson. And now, play ball. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Knobloch strikes out. 1 out. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Becker for the out. 2 outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hollins juggles the ball. That's an error on Hollins. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ripken strikes out. 2 outs. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Palmeiro hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards third. Surhoff fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Starhoviak hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Polonia. Starhoviak reaches second base with a double. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hollins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erickson fields it and throws to first for the out. Starhoviak moves to third. 2 outs. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Walbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erickson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhoviak scoops it up and throws to first, with Rodriguez covering, for the out. 1 out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Surhoff hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Mears hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Palmeiro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hocking hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erickson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Knobloch is 0 for 1 in the game. Knobloch hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Polonia. Knobloch reaches second base with a double. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0 for 1 in the game. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Polonia hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cordova is 0 for 1 in the game. Cordova hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Molitor moves to second. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Starhoviak is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Starhoviak hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Molitor scores. Cordova moves to second. It's 1-0, Twins. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hollins hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Anderson. Hollins reaches second base with a double. Cordova scores. Starhoviak goes all the way around to score. Hollins moves to third. It's 3-0, Twins. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Walbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Walbeck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hollins scores. It's 4-0, Twins. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Mears is 0 for 1 in the game. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mears for the out. Walbeck moves to second. One out. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hocking is 0 for 1 in the game. Hocking hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Walbeck moves to third. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Knobloch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walbeck scores. It's 5-0, Twins. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Knobloch. The throw from Hoyles and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Rich Becker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Becker is 0-for-2 in the game. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken strikes out. Two outs. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 0-for-1 in the game. Palmeiro hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hocking. Palmeiro reaches second base with a double. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bonilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonilla hits a line drive towards third. Hollins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cordova is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Starhoviak is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Starhoviak hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Polonia. Starhoviak reaches second base with a double. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hollins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hollins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Twins. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-1 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Surhoff moves to second. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Polonia is 0-for-1 in the game. Polonia hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Surhoff moves to third. Hoyles moves to second. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhoviak scoops it up and throws to first, with Rodriguez covering, for the out. Surhoff scores. Hoyles moves to third. Polonia moves to second. One out. It's 5-2, Twins. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hoyles tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Twins. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles 3. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Walbeck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Walbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Mears is 0 for 2 in the game. Mears hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hocking is 0 for 2 in the game. Hocking hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mears moves to second. 2 outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Knobloch takes first base on ball 4. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0 for 3 in the game. Becker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mears scores. Knobloch moves to third. It's 6-3, Twins. Keith Shepard now pitching. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Knobloch scores. Becker moves to third. It's 7-3, Twins. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cordova hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Becker scores. Molitor moves to second. It's 8-3, Twins. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Starhoviak is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Starhoviak strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Rafael Palmeiro batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Palmeiro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Palmeiro hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Murray is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Murray strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Orioles 3. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hollins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hollins hits a fly ball into left field. Polonia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walbeck is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Walbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mears is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mears hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Surhoff is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hoyles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hoyles strikes out. Two outs. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Polonia is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Polonia hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhoviak scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Polonia for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Orioles 3. The Twins will come to bat. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hocking is 0-for-3 in the game. Hocking takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Knobloch takes first base on ball 4. Hocking moves to second. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Becker hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Hocking moves to third. Knobloch moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hocking scores. Knobloch scores. Becker moves to third. It's 10-3, Twins. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cordova is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cordova hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Becker tags and scores. One out. It's 11-3, Twins. Ron Coomer pinch hits for Scott Starhoviak. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Coomer strikes out. Two outs. Dave Hollins batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hollins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hollins takes first base on ball 4. Molitor moves to second. Matt Walbeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Walbeck is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Walbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Milchin now pitching. Ron Coomer now playing first base. Mike Durant now catching. Jeff Rabule now playing second base. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Anderson strikes out. 1 out. Manny Alexander pinch hits for Roberto Alomar. Manny Alexander batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Alexander hits a pop-up towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 0-for-3 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into right field. Hocking settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Orioles 3. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Haynes now pitching. Manny Alexander now playing second base. Bobby Bonilla now playing first base. Mike Devereaux now playing right field. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Mears is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mears hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Denny Hocking batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hocking is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Hocking hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Rabule hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Becker is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Becker takes first base on ball 4. Rabule moves to second. Chip Hale pinch hits for Paul Molitor. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into left field. Polonia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Devereaux hits a fly ball into right field. Hocking settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bonilla is 0 for 3 in the game. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Murray hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bonilla moves to second. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bonilla scores. Murray moves to second. It's 11-4, Twins. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hoyles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hoyles hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Polonia is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Polonia hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Milchen fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 11, and Baltimore Orioles, 4. Goodbye from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.